Actually, hi, James Lynch from the Gazette. As you watch this extended aftermath of the election and the various arguments that the RNC and President Trump supporters are making, what's your takeaway here? I mean, is it time to sort of accept the results and move on? And do you feel like this is damaging the American process of an orderly transfer of power?
Well, I think I would go back to what I said last week, James, which was that I think Vice President Biden should be getting briefings. I would have expected that in 2016. I expect it now, and that hasn't changed in the last week. I think, and what I said about legal remedies playing out in court, I think that still stands. We just saw one case get dropped just today, for example. So that those remedies are playing out. The cases are proceeding in court. If they have evidence, they're moving forward. If they don't, they don't. I think that's what people expect. And there is still a lot of hesitation from a lot of the people I'm hearing from about the process. So I want things to be fully vetted out with the legal remedies. And if that leads to a President Biden administration, then it leads there. And I'm ready to work with whatever the next step is. But my priority, again, is making sure that people in Iowa are taken care of. That's why I ran. The people of Iowa are hiring me to do a job, and I'm going to do that regardless of who's president.
Hi, this is Caroline Cumming. Can you hear me?
Yep, got you, Caroline. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Just to tag Good. On to James' point there about the election, you know, a lot of Republicans, like yourself, have said, you know, like, let it play out in court. But a lot of the president's legal avenues are being exhausted, so much so that he invited Republican lawmakers in Michigan to the White House in what is reported to be a potential last-ditch effort to potentially, you know, have the legislature abandon the will of its state and pledge its electors to the president. What's your takeaway with that? And just again, to hit home the point of even those lawsuits that are dismissed, some of the claims that were made in them, you know, are still spreading rampantly across the internet. What is, you know, your response to the idea that misinformation is subverting the election? And also, again, the comment on that, you know, maneuver potentially about Michigan.
Yeah, well, I think that what's very clear to me is that there's a lot of political posturing on both sides of this. And I've been focused on going through orientation this week and doing what I'm supposed to do. I think I would go back to what I said earlier. All legal votes need to be counted. All fraud needs to be investigated. And we need to take time to get that right. I'm also encouraging everybody who contacts me with something they've heard on the internet to vet that information. There's a lot of information out there. And I'm trying to do my part, leading by example, putting out verified factual information. And so I will continue to do that and as it's necessary. I just want to focus on doing my job and getting my office set up, and that's what I'm focused on every day.